Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm so excited because tonight we're going to be talking about you and music, understanding what and your why. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours, life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought for today we live. Tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion. For it is our hope and only protection. So together today, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, please cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked, and loaded to the program. We ask that they be mindful that you are the one that have gifted them with this craft and that they have respect for you as they go forth in making headway in this industry. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about you and music, understanding your what and your why. I just want you guys to know mindset is key. It's a thing where you have to be focused to get into this business because this business will test your patience. Trust me, time and time and again. And sometimes it makes you question your motives to why you putting up with all of this so you can do what you want to do. In this business, trust me, you have to have heart. And tonight, we're going to dive into it, what it takes to get in this business and remain into it. And we want to know your purpose of understanding what you're doing, what you got into, and why you're getting into it. I got AKA Bags on deck with me. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to me, man. Give me your understanding of your what and your why of coming into the entertainment business.
Basically, my whole reason for even coming into this business was freedom of speech. I like to express myself. Everybody had their own ways of expressing themselves. Just like I just tell people, music is like the audio of movies, basically. You know what I'm saying? Just like Denzel go up and go do his thing on the movie screen. You got people like us that go inside the booth and do our thing in the booth, you know, to express ourselves, to give people a vivid picture of what we're saying and how we feel. You know, it's just basically telling our story to the masses, basically. You know, that's that. My reason basically for doing this was I got in the studio one time. I was in high school, and a guy took me to the studio. I'd never been in the studio before. He's like, man, why talk like something didn't go in the booth? I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. So I went in there and I just did it. And he was like, man, that's amazing. He said, I never heard nothing like that. He's like, man, you're natural. I'm like, oh, really? And so he pressed up about 200-300 copies and passed it around school and passed it out around the city. And everybody was like, man, who's that guy? And that's what made me realize, like, man, I got a talent. So I got a talent for music to reach people. So that's what made me really want to do it. And then that was back then, but now I make my music for me. For me to listen to something that I want to hear. So my music really just catered to me right now, you know. But if you're a person like me, you're going to love my music, you know. Or if you're a person that didn't meet me, you would be like, okay, I want to listen to it and be like, man, that sound kind of hot. I never I don't know that person, but I think I know him now because I'm listening to his music, you know. But that's the reason why I do my music is for me and people like me, you know, so I can have something to listen to ride to when I'm doing my thing. I love performing, too. That's another thing. When I get up on stage, I love to see people happy and screaming and clapping. That's another reason why I do it. Like bring joy to people.
All right, and one of the reasons why we do what we do here, Dollar, a.k.a. Bags, is we want to connect with you and your music. So make sure you upload your music today, www.hiphopnational.com. I got my boy John. You didn't think I was coming to you. But, hey, John, what's happening, man?
How you doing, boys, man?
How you doing with me tonight, man? You doing great?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You know, like I say, you know, I'm alive.
No, tell us your what and your why. What do you understand about your what and your why when it comes to you and your music?
Well, my what is I want to, you know, with I'm a manager and I do some writing. I write some stuff for my guys and stuff like that. They always get asked my input, but so. I would say, you know, to express the deepest impulse of your heart and mind, that is your what. You know, you want to express yourself to people. And your why, you want people to get a insight to find out who you are. And you want to, you know, give a part of you, of yourself to the people so that they can understand who you are and what you stand for. And like I say, you know, self-knowledge is the key to having control in this industry. And, you know, like I say, that's what you want to display, that you got self-control with the things that you're doing and that you got a, you know, you got a great mindset. You got a great mind, you know. And like I say, you got to be very talented and have a lot of knowledge and creativity to do the things dealing with music. So like I say, you know, show people that side of you that people would not expect. You know, some people see you and never expect a certain thing about you. Say, well, I didn't know he could do this. You know, he got great lyrics and stuff like that. He got a great mind. So you want to give what you have inside to people, so that, you know, so that you can get some understanding, so people can understand you more.
Okay. And John to weigh in. We got Raw Dog on deck. Raw Dog, weigh in on me, man. What's your,
you're
in music. Understand.
I don't want to talk now. You came to me last. I don't want to talk. No. you know what? See, you know, it reminds me of the era when people used to put together model cars and airplanes and what have you. And this is a business, and getting into the music business, the industry. The why is because of the fact that you have that talent and other people have seen it, and now you believe that you can take on, get in the business and work it as a job, you know, for income. You know, so the what and the why, you know, I think those are the reasons. You know, going back to the good old days of model cars and airplanes, you know, they've made it so inexpensive that people claim they're in the industry, but it's more of a hobby. You know, I don't know how to motivate the young people to understand this is a business industry, you know, and that, you know, I understand the personal side of it, but then I look at it and I go, well, what about the competitive side? What about the public, the finding out whether you know you're relevant? You know, message, the lyrics, the artist, you know, like a Picasso, like, you know, all of the greats, you know, Da Vinci, you know, you start looking at it and as a person that is doing productions or entertaining, I think there is a fear in the young people of measuring up. You know, one thing is that it's not going to be an overnight thing. So there's a love, there's a passion. But in the same point, that's what drives you to be in this business, not dabbling, but in it. You know, everybody talks that thing about in it to win it, but let's say in it and surviving in it, you know, making a career out of it. Like Keith, okay, we had a 12-time platinum producer, Keith. You know, I always mess up his last name. Clizart, is that how you pronounce that?
That's correct. Keith Clizart, that's correct.
See, there are points of things you have to understand. We either hide behind the point one that it's about what we enjoy doing and it's for our own personal enjoyment, like the model cars and the airplanes, or we say, look, I'm in this business. I'm going to be someone that is in this business. I'm an entertainer. I'm a producer. Whatever aspect you're going at. And, you know, and finding out, where do you rise to on that? You know, me being a producer and the music side, it's what I hear and what I put together that I want others to hear. Not necessarily have I ever really cared about them knowing it was me. It was the point of seeing them enjoying what they were hearing, to be able to motivate and to put something that I did in their heads. So instead of just me hearing it, everybody can hear it. Now I give it back to you.
Wow. That was pretty dope, Rod.
But that was the truth. At my age, that was the truth.
Yeah.
Because what I hear, no one else can hear. But when I do it in the studio, they all can hear it.
Now you said some things that I kind of want to touch notes on, and you said the comparison between a hobby versus someone who's in depth in seeking a career for longevity. You didn't say it in those words, but that's what I gathered out of it. When is it a fine line of a hobby? When they enjoy, because I just heard Dollar, a.k.a. Bag, say, you know, he enjoyed what he do, and he wanted to pursue it based on his enjoyment. Isn't it imperative to enjoy what you do going into this business?
Let me jump in on the top, and you can give it to everybody else.
May I finish what I'm saying?
You're getting dangerous now.
Yeah, I just want to know, it's imperative to enjoy what you do, but at the same time, when you're enjoying what you do, is it also to know that you have a business side of things to deal with? So whatever you're enjoying that you do, you have to also encompass the people who you're selling your music to, so you can live a career on it. Your thoughts. I'm going to start with you, Raw Dog, then, because you wanted to jump in.
Well, you know what the real answer is to this?
What's that?
It's like the first job that you ever got, wherever that was, whether that was, you know, as a young person. Now, if you're still on that job when you get to be my age, and I'm in my 60s, and you have a smile on your face, and it's something that you get up and you enjoy doing every day, then you found that right job. Music with me started when I was 5, 6, and has continued on in my life to this point. Now, could I say that I would stick with it this long? No. There's a passion. There's something inside of you that drives you that you don't even know that's there. I've known a lot of people that started out and they used to sing and They used to play instruments and what have you, and they put it down, and they don't play anymore. They don't have that passion. They don't have that, well, you know, I don't have anything else to do. Let me work. Let me play. Let me do some music. Tell me yourself. See, there's something that when you look back down that road of life that kept you there. Now, you may have to have other survival tactics, such as a job here, there, what have you, because it's not about the money. People get it twisted. They think, oh, yeah, I'm getting in it about the money. No, it's not about the money, because if that's why you're in it, it's not going to work. Because in this industry, to be doing what you do, there is a pleasure, there is a secret gift that God gave you that just keeps you there. Whether you make a dime or you make a million, you keep on keeping on. You know, so, you know, they don't get it twisted, because there will be times when you say, okay, I'm going to see how much money I can make on doing this. And you'll do it. And then you'll go, that's kind of rough. I bumped my head. And you'll pull back, and you'll realize, guess what? There's a love. There's a passion. I'm not going to bump my head this time, because I've learned. I don't have to use this as a survival boat. I have more different ways of achieving survival in my life, that I can do this with a smile. I can do this, and it will continue on, because that's a gift and a passion. All right, you got it back.
Let me go in there and punch these guys real quick and then just step back. I hear it, Rod Dog. I hear you, my man. John Lowe, what's your thoughts, man? Follow up with him. And then we're going to go to my boy Dollar, a.k.a. Bags. I get it right, brother.
And you know, the thing that I would say, man, for me personally, dealing with this stuff, this music, my what and my why, that I'm, you know, I got into this music industry, getting into this music thing, because I want to change people's lives. That's basically what I would like to do, is help change people's lives and change their mindset and their thinking ability, because, you know, because the youth is our future. You know, I ride around in my hometown, and I look at the kids, and sometimes I get sad because I see the big fight ahead of them in life. And they don't really have no strong foundation there to help them to persist in life. The things that they have is they have music and sports. And those are things that they relate to. So I got in the industry trying to get to a point where that you can help some artists out to you know, for example, say for instance, if an artist use a very strong vocabulary in his rap, in which you have some kids that can't read that good and whatever, but you let that child hear that song, he going to memorize all those lyrics, word for word. It is a say that child is going to remember that, and we'll be able to pronounce those words, man. So I would like to use this music industry to try to change people's lives. You know, that's the reason that I'm trying to, you know, to get music thing and stuff like that. That is my biggest passion. That's what, you know, impels me to do what I do and stuff like that, you know, and to learn. Because I want to see people. So, just like Raw Dog said, you know, I want them to be able to enjoy what they hear and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the biggest thing for me, man. That's what I'd rather do. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. That's my main focus and goal to do, is to leave an imprint on these kids' mind and to give them a wider variety of thinking about music, you know, and to cultivate that into their life, you know, unconsciously, you know, put something in their mind, and they're not really realizing that I'm programming them, trying to help program them, you know, and steer them down the right track, you know. And like I said,
Hello?
John, I think we lost you. But you know what? Now here, we can keep on rolling on. Now John is a producer promoter. Okay, so now you heard one side of the coin, which was very beautiful because I'm a musician. I'm a composer. Now we're going to hear the other side. Here's Dollar. Now Dollar, tell us how the artist side goes.
Now the artist side, basically, like I was saying earlier, I do my music. Basically, I'm not really into touching the kids right now. I'm just expressing. I feel like music goes with life, like different parts of your life. Like earlier stage of my music was a little bit wilder. It had a different message. Now I'm at a stage in my life where my music has a different message. And I'm not at that point right now where I want to, you know, spit that knowledge or, you know, come, you know what I'm saying, like attack the kids with the music. Now, when it comes to helping the kids out, that's different. Now, when I do see the kids, I tell them to stay in school, and I give them a different message when I see them face to face. And if I have money in my pocket, I give it to them, or I let them know, man, this is what you need to do a lot to be successful. You don't want to be like me. You want to be like, you know, you want to be better than me. But my music, like I said, my music caters to me. And if you're not doing music to make yourself happy, then what are you doing it for? You know, I understand, like he said, it's not about the money. You know, the money gonna come. But I feel like in the music industry, the way the whole industry is right now is, you gotta have music, and you gotta have. I hate to say it, but you gotta be like a gimmick. You gotta have some type of gimmick. You gotta stand out like a sore thumb. You can't come out sounding like this man, or you can't come out sounding like this person. So, with me, I feel like personally, you gotta make the music for yourself. You gotta give them you. You gotta have your own little way of thinking. You gotta come out a certain way. You can't sound like nobody else, and you gotta be original. And once that happens, with the music industry the way it is now, the way it's always been is you put it out and people have to grow with you and go with the grain with you. You know, they can't just, oh, man, he sounds like so-and-so, I'm going to listen to him. You never heard anybody come out that sound like that person, sound like another person to be successful. So you got to make your own mark in this music. You got to sound your own different way, and people will adapt to that, and they want to hear your story. They want to hear how you sound because you sound different. They're like, okay, man, I want to check him out because yeah, he sound different. I never heard this before. It's something new, something fresh to the ear. So, me, like I said, me personally, I do my music for me. I don't sound like anybody, and I feel like people that like me or people that like what I'm talking about they're gonna come to it. They're gonna be, you know, pulled straight to my music and love it.
All right. Now we've heard from the artist, we've heard from the producer, and we've heard from the composer. Now I'm going to go to Terrence Evans. He's got his hand up. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Well, first let me just say I just tuned into the show, and I've been listening to the last guest. What is the question that we're asking here?
Well, okay. The question is, what and why are you in the music industry? It technically, it's questioning the what is your purpose about, and
okay,
why are you doing this? Is it a hobby? Is this a profession? Can you pinpoint on the why?
All right. Well, for myself, and I can only speak for myself, I've done a number of different music shows. I've promoted a bunch of different people. And working inside of the industry and hearing music relaxes my soul. So the first part of that question, I guess you could say, it's something that I enjoy. The second part is that I believe that music, not only is it universal in the way that it makes everyone feel, whether it's in, you know, Chinese, African, Canadian, English, or Japanese, but it can also help to spread a message. And within that message, there can be all kinds of different positive messages. You know, there can be positive, negative, inspiring messages to really transform the way an entire generation thinks. Like the last guest that was talking about, you know, how he can do for kids. Well, by being responsible in your music and maybe putting some of your own experience into the music, you then pass that on to others that are listening. And maybe it might be just that one kid that needed to hear that one verse that could change his life forever. You know, he could become a doctor or he could become a gangster, depending on the type of music that he heard. For me, it's really a love of networking with people, helping people to actually achieve their goals. And really, it's about building the project or having that idea formulate into something that is tangible, that not only touches you, me, but people from around the world. And then the most important thing for me is that I love doing it, and it helps to feed my family.
Terrence, I forgot to ask you where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Vancouver, Canada.
All right.
Yeah.
Poetic, back to you. I know it's about that time.
Well, yes, it is. And when I get back, guys, I'm going to tell you my what and my why, because I see everybody sharing theirs. I want to be able to share mine as well. But if you're listening in by phone or listening by your computer or anything, please be sure to go to www.hiphopnational.com. That's www.hiphopnational.com. And we will like to connect with you and your music by you uploading your music on our show. So definitely go click the upload tab, and that way we can get your music into the cipher. You know, so let's get it going and let's connect. That's what it's about. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T., and it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it, Spotlight Time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girls, thick in the hip. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word books that wanna get bold. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread.
I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like a rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like a rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo. Right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Before we went to the break, we were talking about, we're still on the main topic for tonight is you and music, understanding your what and your why. And before we get back into it, guys, I want to ask you guys to go to www.hiphopnational.com, connect with us, send in your music, go to the tab that says My MP3 or hit the logo that says My MP3. And or, you know, upload MP3. Hit that, and it'll allow you to connect with us because we definitely want your music right here. Get it in the cipher. Anyway, guys, before I went to the break, I wanted to let you guys know my what and my why. Well, what it is that I personally am pursuing in this industry is getting into, just as John said, I want to impact the youth. When I first established myself as an artist, I actually started off wanting to be the artist. I wanted to be, I wanted the fame, all of that, just as most kid quests to do it. Didn't have an understanding of the business itself. And my brother once told me, he said, "Al, you'll never make it." And I said, "Man, why would you say that?" I mean, don't get me wrong. As he said that to me, it felt like he was cutting my throat at the time. And I didn't, I had to marinate on what he was saying. He said, and then he let me marinate in anger. He let me feel it all the way until I came to the reasons of knowing what it is that I was getting into and why I was coming into the love of what I was doing. What it is that I wanted to get into was an industry that I knew nothing about. I knew nothing about copyrights at that time. I knew nothing about that this was a business. I just had a passion of, I like to do this. I like to write songs, and my thing is, I'm going to be discovered, and I'm going to be famous one day. That was my approach. But it was him who made me realize that it's more to it than that. So he told me, he said, the reason why I said that, Al, is because I had, this was at two different separate occasions. He let me marinate on it for quite some time in anger with him. And then I went back and approached him again, and I said, well, man, I just want to know why you say that I won't make it, almost in tears. He said, man, because you don't read. He said, you don't read. You don't even know what this business is about. And it came clear to me. He was correct. I didn't know that you had to register your copyrights. I didn't know you had to register it in other places beyond the copyright office so that you would get paid for what you do. I didn't know that you had to set up a business with your county, with your state, and make sure that you're practicing business with your state entities. It took a long time for me to collect those thoughts in my head, because after I read All You Need to Know, and I'm not getting paid for this, hopefully one day we do, All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald S. Passman, then I realized that, hey, I think Clarence, my brother, is on to something. As I'm reading it, I start getting real passionate about this business. After a while, I had switched over from the creative side to the business side. And now my why is similar to John's. I have flipped the script. I no longer want to really be the one in the front seat so I can be famous. I really want to be behind the scene to help the artists understand that this is a business. You understand this, your craft, then you can have, you can after you put in the hard work, you can get those things that you want. By putting in the hard work, the labor it takes, the investment in the mind of what it takes to be in this business and remain in it. And yes, it will take a financial investment too, but you'll know that once you've start to read. Because reality, that's what it's about. So my purpose now and why I do what I do, and some days, Raw Dog can testify to this, man, I'm not ready to do this today. But then I have to think about it. Why did I start it in the first place? Why am I doing this? It comes up all the time, and the more I think of why, the more reasons of being consistent on this show daily, as much as we possibly can. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Raw Dog. What's your thoughts?
It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Boy, I takes a village to raise a child, and that's exactly who everybody else who's on this panel. Trying to raise the minds of those that are getting ready to get into this. You know, there's a love. There's a passion. Don't get it twisted. Because you can't be getting in it about the money, because, see, the money is not there in the beginning. You can fool yourself. You can make believe, but, you know, yeah, you don't give up your 9-to-5, because that's going to help you invest in being who you want to be. Let's just tell it like it is. John, 9-to-5, you're going to get where you're going. Poetic, 9-to-5, that's why you're where you're at now. Me, 9-to-5, that's why I've got a studio. Let's not get it twisted, because we figured out, hey, to get where we wanted to go, we had to have that investment and being able to survive and keep our health and our mental stability. So, you know, when you start to put it together and what have you, yeah, there's a drive, there's a passion, there's a little light inside of you that, you know, hey, it keeps you there. You know, you don't know what it is. You know, you'll question yourself, because you'll have to say, why am I doing this? And just like John said, you know, you're helping, you know, raising, you know, trying to show others that, hey, if you have a desire, that, you know, it may not happen overnight, but if you persevere and you believe in yourself when no one else does, and you start to rise, they'll realize that, hey, you know, how real you really were. You know, I mean, it's about who are you and what are you going to be and what do you do? And if you do it It's because you do it, and there's something that drives you to do it. Now, so, you know, hey, all the fame, you know, success, that's another side of what you might achieve. But hanging in there, you do it because there's something inside of you that makes you hang in there, that you do it and you can't find out that actual, why am I here? Why did I invest in a studio? Why am I got a radio station? Why am I trying to help others? There's something inside of you that pushes you in that direction. God got a plan for all of us. You just got to look at it, accept it, smile when you do it, and life goes on.
Life goes on. And we got John, and then we're coming to Dollar, a.k.a. Bags. John. Raw Dog, having screen issues. Open up his line for me.
Uh-oh. Are you speaking of Anonymous?
Hello?
Is that the line that you want?
Hello?
Oh, I don't know.
Anonymous,
yes,
are you there?
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. Welcome this evening. Tell the people where you're calling in from.
Hi, it's Terrence. I'm calling back from the house. I'm just
This is Terrence. Oh, okay.
So I thought I would call back that way the kids can hear the show too.
Okay. poetic?
Yes.
Bad poetic.
Bad poetic, I'm here. I'm not. Am I there?
You're here, but bad poetic. You put the wrong name up.
No,
this
I didn't.
This is Terrence.
I didn't touch anything this time.
Uh-oh, we got things working in the studio.
No. You know what? When he called in, it just called in that way. But Dollar, a.k.a. Bags, if you're listening in, you could still call back in. We will come into you. But anyway, no, I didn't put that in. I think maybe that's how he got his name when he called into the thing. So Terrence.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, I'm going to switch the gears just a little bit, guys. Have you ever questioned your motives in this business, to why you got in the first place? And then question yourself, where do I fit in? Has that question ever plagued your mind? Where do you fit into the big old, the whole schematics of this industry of music, and how will you impact it? One of you, Terrence.
Well, myself, I've always been that kid that's different. So, you know, while everybody goes the way of the Nielsen ratings and everything that everybody else is doing, I've always tried to do my stuff separately. You know, I formed my little network that I have online. I was probably one of the very first people to do up a music show. Showcasing artists, and kind of grew from that way. So, you know, do I fit in? Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, you know, it's just like this show. If you come on mine, it's the same kind of exposure that you're going to get. And, you know, do I question my motives? You know, sometimes I feel that I should charge more. is that a bad thing? Well, for the service that I provide, no. You know, but then, you know, you have to look at, you know, it's a serious artist. If the serious artist has money and he's good at what he does, he understands that everything costs money. So to answer the question, no. And do I fit in the grand scheme of things? Yes.
When you say should you charge? Most artists don't understand that as a terminology. That's pretty much a foreign word. I need to know when you say charge, what are you charging them for?
Well, there's a number of different things that I do. I have TV shows, radio shows, magazines. We're just recently starting to represent artists, not just here in North America, but in Japan, in New Zealand,
Moscow, Russia, South America, the Caribbean, Mexico City. So, you know, a lot of these things, if I bring it as a package to someone, it's an exposure package, or it's a interview on a television or radio show in Mexico City or in Jamaica or on Moscow radio. You know, so these things took a lot of time for me to put these connections together to make sure that they're solid. So
now, I just want to be clear. I want to be clear before you go on.
Yeah.
They can get access to those same connections through this program to you. Is that correct?
That's right, sir. That's right.
As a matter of fact,
one of the reasons why I contacted you last night was because I wanted to see if we could collaborate on putting together packages, offering them to different parts of the globe through hip-hop radio.
National radio. Hip-hop national radio.
Well, trust me, soon it will be the only hip-hop radio, period. You won't even go national. You just, hip-hop radio? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. And John Lowe, what are you doing there, brother? You're hearing all of this, you're taking all this in.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, it just answered. Is I'm getting all that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Talk now.
I had a lot of feedback coming back, but just like you said, you answered the question when you said that. How do you fit in? Like, this guy just called talking about his show, stuff like that, and he want to collaborate with you. So everything is tying in together, you know, and stuff like that, and something you said about, you know, sometimes you got to turn your pain into your greatness. For you to keep consistency day in and day out doing the show and stuff like that, if you would stop the show or didn't come in today, didn't feel like doing it, you wouldn't have got a chance to meet this guy tonight. And like I say, sometimes, you know, your dreams will never last if you don't persist. And it will not die if you resist to not give up. And that's one of your platform and your quality, what you have, one of the qualities that you have on your platform and the people that come on your panel. And once they give the mentor to these kids, and that's what I see in Hip Hop National Radio, the persistence to keep fighting, you know, like I say, you know, to keep the mind focused on the prize. And like I say, that's one thing about Hip Hop National Radio, man. That's one thing I found out about you that really touches me personally as a friend. You know, I look for those qualities in people. Certain qualities will tell a lot about a person. You know, and I see a lot of great things within you, man. You know, like I say, you got a great business mind. And like I say, you work hard and you give your best. And like I say, man, it's just a wonderful thing to be around you guys, you and Raw Dog, you know, 7 days a week, you know, fighting for the kids out here, fighting for the unsigned artists, you know, and still also fighting for your dreams. And like I said, I just like to, you know, commend you, man, and say, hey, I love being on, you know, if anybody needs somebody on their team, I would recommend the people of Hip Hop National, because they truly honest people. They out there, you know, giving to you straight up and being honest with you and giving a lot of things from their heart to you. You don't get down to the radio, so come this hard and giving it to you like this and giving you all this knowledge. That's all I got to say.
You know what? Poetic. Just coming up with this, and I don't know if you are aware of it, but one of the new places that are trying to get artists to come and perform is in Dubai. And I had a friend that went over there. He left 2 weeks ago, and we do the internet thing, and he's been letting me know that they want more entertainment over there. But he's going to send me that information. They're paying artists $1,000 a week, you know. But you know, Dubai is a rich place. That's where the oil cartel, they've set up their living establishments over there in Dubai. And he said that it was just fantastic. And the pay is real good. So, I mean, you know, $2,000 a week is, you know, you're talking good money. But, you know, he's going to let me know all that, and I'll let you know. So if you find any artist that, you know, you deem worthy enough that, you know, want to go over there, you know, we'll see how that can go too. Now, Poetic is hiding from us. He's playing possum.
No, Poetic's out here thinking he's being the master ceremony of the
I know I used the mute button and didn't realize
yeah.
it.
I'm talking. I'm believing. I'm like, segue. Okay, Terrence. Okay, man. You up next?
Okay, we can hear you. Do it again.
Yeah, right.
It was almost the Raw Dog Show. Go ahead, man.
Terrence, you got the floor.
Okay. All right. There's a number of different opportunities that are coming up, and I heard of this Dubai thing. I'm actually trying to get a connection over there right now myself. But you know, I think the way and the wave of the future is, you know, individual groups like this that manage to collaborate and combine their talents and their skills in exposing the artists. And that just happens to be really, really online. You know, it really happens to be online. If you think of it, you know, you spend 2 or 3 hours putting together a template with all of the artist's information, bio, contacts, and at the click of a finger, if you have the right list, you can get that person discovered overnight. You know, or at least get them a set of regular gigs, maybe across the country, depending on how good your list is.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
Yeah.
But you know what? That falls into the point that we. Boy, I'm getting feedback now. The point that we are having, the difference between the recording artist and the performing artist. You know, I mean. We might get some excellent, excellent productions that they've recorded, but they haven't put their performance, the entertainer side together so that they can go out and make that money because they don't have that show presence, you know. And when we talk about hip-hop, generally they take a track and a DJ. Well, we're talking about getting paid to entertain in some of the places that are just not going to go for the DJ and the artist anymore, the hip hop artist. You know,
I have a question on that. If you don't mind. So now in today's economy, and I'll just tell you, I've been doing a lot of research because I'm thinking of doing a mini tour across Canada here, but. In today's economy where, you know, the more popular bars across Canada want to pay an artist $100 or $150 or maybe even if you're lucky $500 for, you know, a 2-hour set, how does one as an artist get that experience when that is not only just a limited opportunity, but so far and few in between does that come up? You know, how... How does it's I think it's more of a question of, is the economy good enough to support upcoming artists?
Well, see, let's put it to you like this. As a performer, as a musician, not as the front man, I will say this, that there's what they call artist development. That's an antique phrase, but it's not an impossibility if you are going to be that person that is going to be their consultant, their PR person. I can understand booking people into clubs that pay the minimum. I understand that. But is that the level that we want to get artists on? I mean, I hear you, but you know what? Back in the day, we used to call that the chicken circuit. Why not put them together enough so that they could hit the casino circuit? Why not take and develop that artist and say, hey, I can get you in. You're talented enough, but you're going to have to woodshed and put together a performance, just like in the musicals and what have you, that, you know, they rehearse. You know, I've got a Rolodex of artists I can call up to put behind an artist, you know, and they will come and rehearse. And then you present the package. You see, you can rush something or you can develop something. To grow a vegetable garden, you have to cultivate it. The same way to have a good artist, you got to cultivate them. You just can't walk up on them and expect to find them. That's what everybody else is doing. But if you find that seed and you can plant that seed and you can cultivate it and develop it and then expose it to the public, you'll jump all over that little circuit. Because there are venues that are looking for those artists. That's what makes them different than the rest, is to be able to do that. A Bruno Mars. And he started when he was 4 or 5. He was on a television show. You know, they're rare. That you just have to wait, be patient, look, and find. You know, I found some of the – I've got a guitar player that's in my studio, and we're doing things. And I found him on a street corner holding a crowd of people, playing his guitar and amazing them. Development. See, everybody that knocks on your door can't get in. There are those that are, you're going to open the door and you're going to then be able to work with. There are those that knock on your door and you just say, no, not now. But the truth and weeding between those that you see that you can take to a different position will make the other ones become stronger and better behind you being able to cultivate and develop them. That's what Motown did.
I
brought a dead silence to the crew.
Yeah. We were just checking you out, man. You was educating us, man. We was like, this
no, you just fire. You spoke with a lot of wisdom. And a lot of truth and experience, you know.
I that's why I participate in and with Hip Hop Nation, because it's possible. You know, these artists, it's possible, but it's lessons, it's learning, it's understanding, it's being able to know what your job is and being able to do it and being different than the next artist, the originality, you know. And once you develop that and find that artist that's got the talent. Oh, it is like a garden. You can cultivate it, and when you develop it, the spotlight shines. Everybody else is going to fall in step because your formula to success, or to, let's put it like this, to a job formation through the training, then they're going to believe. Right now, I'm talking, Poetic's talking, you're talking, John's talking. How many believe? See, that's the catch. It's like the Pied Piper. You know, they're going to follow. You'll have people breaking down your door after you do that one thing. You cultivate and develop. One. And the track record's there. You don't even have to talk loud. You can whisper to them, and they'll all listen.
You know, and when I come back, I definitely want to talk about what you're saying. See, that's the thing. An artist, this, right now, we are in the infant stage of this Internet game. I'm talking about literally. We have brought ourselves a world together. The Internet has brought a world together that previously didn't exist before. I mean, you're in Seattle, Washington. Terrence is over in Vancouver, Canada.
He's right up the
street. John Lowe, he's in Atlanta, and I'm in Florida. We worlds apart, but yet we are together in community. This is the opportunity now for the artists to invest in their product. The independent game is on. It's on fire. And right now, they can get what they desire, but many of them are afraid to do something different, take a chance at it, and move forward. Move forward.
Like, and when you know what the other, you know, the last thing he left out?
What's that?
They think they know it all.
Oh, God, I'll agree with you on that one. You get some of those artists that, I can play. I've done this. I've done that. I've done this. And then you ask me, you say, okay, well, send me your bio and a few tracks. You get the few tracks, no bio.
Yeah. And then what kills me is a lot of them, they'll send some tracks, but no contact information, so you can communicate with them.
Yep. Or, you know what, the big question I ask all artists, and they just kind of go, what is he asking? What key are your lyrics in? Or what key do you, your voice, sing in comfortably? They don't know it. That to me right there tells me, You're on the first stages of having a mental breakdown because of the fact you don't know, but you're an artist. This is the first thing you should know. What key is your voice? You know, when you listen to all the mainstream artists, they sing in the same key. Smokey Robinson, every song, same key. Al Green, same key. But they haven't realized.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about rappers singing in a key. And you were saying, Rodo, that they should rap in a key. But when we come back, wait until we come back. It'll be short and brief, guys. Before you blink your eyes, we'll be back. You listen to
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's
877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion.
Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio.
We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about you and music, understanding your what and your why. But before we get back into it, I want to tell you, upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. We have a place in which we'd like to sing your music, so I'm just telling you. Go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your MP3 today. All right. Back to the topic. Raw Dog, you had said something about key. Rappers are rapping. What do you mean, a key? Explain to me what you're talking about, man. You got the floor.
Ring the bell. This is golden. But listen, man, you know, that's the first steps of understanding. Music is got something to do with a key range on the musical keyboard. Now, you know, he asked me what key my voice is in. None. I can't carry a tune if it was in a bucket. But that's my own problem. That's why I create music. But if you were to listen to your voice, it fits into one of the notes on the keyboard, because that's the way the language is put together, the English language. Now, when you start to talk about Arabic, or you might even speak of the African different dialects, you know, or even if you were to go to South America, some of their dialects, you know, their pattern of speech does not fit in a vocal note, because they make sounds rather than vibrations of the vocal cords. You know, so what you have in this is understanding, if you speak English, you speak with a vocal tone. So it fits within the key pattern. Now, can you stay in that key pattern? Well, you know, they always call it vocal training. You know, when you hear about singers and what have you, they go to people that teach them voice control of their vocal cords, so they can stay within that key range and reach other notes within that scale. You know, there are different scales that, you know, people sing to in their doing the English language. You know, now, so that's the rarity about American music. And let's just put it like this: rock and roll, hip-hop, R&B, country, you know, techno, not so, because that came from another country to us. So you're going to hear techno, and you're going to hear Japanese, Chinese. So, you know, their dialects don't necessarily in their speech pattern, do they speak in harmonic tones. So, so you live in America, you raise in America, figure out which key your voice can carry a melody in. There you go. Did that hit?
Right. Yeah, I think he hit it, guys. What do you think? What you think there, guys?
You got everybody muted. Why you got everybody muted?
John, do you think
they
he hit
can't
it
tell you
on
nothing.
The nose?
yeah, he hit it pretty good, because I was in the studio, and the guy asked which key that we sang in, because my guys is so complex. They sing in rap, you know what I mean? I think the two favorite keys that my guys, you know, do their thing is, I think it's G and E flat. It's most of the keys that they work with. And Raw Dog hit it basis on the head because, you know, like I say, my guys' music is, you know, these guys, they can rap, go hard, they can, you know, and they can sing, you know, two of the guys can sing and rap so good, you know what I mean? So, and stuff like that, but he was on point because the guy in the studio asked me, man, what key that they sang in, you know what I mean? You know, he, you know, the engineer, rather, and stuff like that. And like I say, you know, I had to tell him, try to, you know, he's not too much of an engineer. He got to ask me about the keys. like I say, you know, I had to tell him, well, try this key right here because I do mess around with the keyboard a little bit. I taught myself how to play the keyboard a little bit and how to read notes, things like that. And you need to know that and stuff like that, you know.
They need to know those 12 note placements, and when you talk, hit the keyboard, and you'll find out which one. It'll shock you. You go, okay, maybe I'm a C, maybe I'm an E, you know, and it'll shock you, you know. I'm not going to mention names, but we've gotten submissions in the past, and I'll say this, you know, in the studio. There's nothing wrong with programs to correct the pitch of the voice. A lot of the young people, they start out singing, and they get off pitch, off tone. And there are programs that I suggest that they invest in, not Auto-Tune or T-Pain, but some pitch correction programs.
We will give that to them on a private consultation. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I didn't name which one, did I? I said not those two.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. You think I'm going to give away everything?
I'm just telling you.
Well, no. And I understand what you're saying. But in the same, invest. That's part of the investment. If they're doing a production. I was just telling John something so John could ask the engineer, hey, do you ever heard of these kind of things? But no, you want to jump in. Okay.
A little side talk, you know, a little side talk. Hey, if you guys are listening in by your computer, please call in at 213-559-2995. We want to hear from you. Press the number 1 that allow us to know that you would want to be a part of tonight's topic. Tonight we are talking about you and your music. Understanding your what and your why, here's a good time to be a sounding board of what you're doing and getting other people to weigh in on your thoughts. You now have the floor. Terrence, you got the floor.
Terrence is back here. I'm feeding my family dinner and eating at the same time.
Oh, man, I understand that, Terrence. Trust me.
Hey, it's that time on this side of the world.
Yeah, right. No, this has been a very interesting show. I was actually just looking through your website, too, because I haven't been to it in quite a while. But we really do need to sit down and talk when we're done the show, you know, and really formulate the next wave of what the Internet can really bring to musicians. I really think so.
Well, you ain't saying nothing.
That would be the marrying of two countries. He's up in Canada, and you're down in the United States. Hey, that sounds like a good marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like we're on two different parts of the world. Are you on the East Coast or West Coast?
He's right above me.
I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's part of the Pacific Northwest.
That's right.
But it rains where he's at all the time.
It's huge.
That's where medicinal marijuana comes from, is up here.
Yeah, but we got it legal down here. They got medicinal, but we got it legal.
That's true.
Yeah, no, I don't really have much more to say, guys. I have to kind of cut off because I got my family here.
Oh, totally.
It's just, yeah, yeah. So why don't we talk? Why don't you give me a text after the show, and I'll call you after I got my little boy into bed then, okay? And I want to thank everybody. I mean, even I was informed tonight with a lot of the stuff that I heard, but I want to thank you for bringing me onto the show again. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Well, God bless you, Terrence. And you know he'll be in touch with you.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Talk
thank
to you guys
you,
later.
Thank you, Terrence. Thank you for visiting the show. All right, guys. Terrence had a little feedback on that phone. But let's go. I want to go here. Before formulating a strategy and putting out a plan, don't you think it's important that you do your skill assessment, knowing where you fit in, like I was saying earlier, knowing your part, your role, not trying to take on too many roles where you're not getting the job done. When do you come to the conclusion that, hey, I need others on my team so I can move this project forward full force and start to make things happen? Shouldn't you come to an assessment at some point in time in your career before going into this career? I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts. John, I'm starting with you.
Well, that's the first thing. Once I start participating on this show, then I realized that I need somebody on my team. So there was a lot that I didn't know, so I came here to learn. And that's one thing took place with me and my guys, you know, managing. We did a show. We had a great time and stuff like that. And it was on the Ricky Smiley show. I always talk about Ricky Smiley. But after the show, one of the young guys, we won a little piece of money. We won the contest and stuff like that. We won the trophy, first place and stuff like that. But the guy got a little piece of money. He was ready to go back to the back home, chill out with his boys and stuff like that, enjoy stuff. And I said to myself, these guys going to need to be mentored too. And, you know, like I said, they have the talent to do certain things. So, you know, I said I'm going to take time out, try to talk to these guys and also try to handle business and, you know, networking with people and talking to people and stuff like that and trying to promote them, all that kind of stuff. You need different people for certain things on your team because, you know, to know your place, where you're strong at, and, you know, your strongest quality, you know, you want to focus your energy on that, what you can do to get you to the next level and stuff like that. Once you're working with a group, it's a lot trying to, you know, mentor to these young kids and teach them about things and also learn about the business as you go. So you always need somebody on your team that, you know more than to give you knowledge, you know what I mean, to make you stretch to get to the next level, you know, to make you go out there and, you know, study and read and, you know, acquire things that you're going to need in this music business. So, I came to an agreement with myself that I can't do this by myself. I'm going to need help. And so I seeked out to learn and to educate myself about the music industry. And I want to learn from people that have been, you know, got a business and I came to your show because you got a business, you know, you got your thing going on. You got people on your panel that come on here that don't been inside of the industry. So in which that they got insight, you know, people that been successful in their career. You know, Raw Dog been out there for a long time. You got a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge. And you can take that and learn from it, you know what I mean? So I'm here trying to absorb much as I could. But the key factor is being around somebody that willing to let you grow. And like I say, and that's one thing that I love about your
platform, you'll show what you do, man. You know, you cover every aspect dealing with this music industry and all topics and everything. You know, you got knowledge here. You can't say that you didn't get no education on this show right here. I mean, this is the top line.
I can't say I didn't get an education on this show, my man. I got to be honest with you. This show educates me basically all the time. I even learned something tonight. I mean, just listening to Raw Dog and the wisdom that comes out of this man's mind. Seriously. You know, I may joke with him sometimes and give him a hard time, but reality, God put him there for a reason. And literally, he's seasoned. He's seasoned by wisdom, and you can tell that.
You can tell that. You can tell that. I noticed that when Raw Dog first, when I first started calling in, Raw Dog probably was calling in before I was and stuff like that. But the thing was, I heard Raw Dog and I heard his passion, what he had for these unsigned artists and what he was trying to help them to get to the next level. And a lot of these young kids, they're hard-headed, they don't want to listen. And, you know, like I say, what he was trying to tell them is something to help them to help them with their career. It's not to get you out of the game, but to put you on top of the game. That's the main thing. You want to be on top of the game all the time. I went and got some CDs made from this, from my engineer, the guy. I go to his studio. I went to the studio, and the guy was doing a section. All right, now he got guys in there doing the show. They got a fearful two or three big bottles of liquor and whatever thing, they partying and going on, you know what I mean? They guys are talent. I said to myself, what a waste. They're not learning the business side about this industry, what they're going to need to have to sustain in this industry. They just think it's all about a party and having a good time, going in the studio, you know, blowing a few of them and all that right there. You know, you got to get to a better situation than that with your career if you plan on getting inside this industry and sustaining in this industry to be on here. I mean, to stay in this industry for a while.
Mm-hmm. Longevity, man. Raw Dog, I know
what's funny is that I remember musicians and the band rehearsals. And I see them get primed like that. And it often, you know, instead of the vocalists or the rappers drinking and smoking and what have you or whatever they're getting primed with, they would be drinking tea with honey and lemon so that their voice would be clear. And they would prep themselves that way. But when I hear John make statements about artists that are doing the vocal and they're drinking alcohol and they're smoking and what have you, that's a destructive point because the clarity.
And don't get me wrong, it bleeds over into the recording. And
yeah.
Over time, it does affect the recording and the sound of the recording.
Yeah, they're going to slur a word. They're not going to be able to get the actual depth of the projection of the lyric. You know, there's emotion that's supposed to be put in it. But a lot of people, especially those that are vocalists, they do it for the courage. You know, that's the funny part. Musicians used to... Yeah, go ahead.
Shouldn't they look at it as when they go into the studio, for one, they're putting their money up. Somebody putting money up. Shouldn't they look at it as, do you come to work with alcohol to perform on your job?
Well, see, now let me explain something to you. Let me tell you the difference and how this got started to believe this is your way to prepare. Two sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
Music creativity. Things can be created in musicians when they had that alcohol buzz or that marijuana. Musicians. Because they're creating something with a keyboard or an instrument, not their vocal cords. See, the funny thing about this is that that's how all of that got twisted. You know, now, I'm not condoning doing any of that. No, listen to me. I'm not condoning doing any of that, but I'm going to give you something that you have to think of. Jazz, okay? When we talk about the jazz greats, Coltrane, we talk about, the trumpet player. I can't think of his name, Miles Davis. Their creativity was built upon them being high off of heroin. Because they would be cosmic that way.
Is it true art?
Well, no, but listen. Take it off of them. Go to Jimi Hendrix. Acid. They used to eat the mushrooms, psilocybin, the psychedelic drugs. Look at grunge music. Back to heroin. To understand those music, that music, the influence of that is where those people generally are. And the scary part, that there were so many of them into that, it created that genre. I never understood jazz. I thought it was the weirdest one-time thing captured on a record because they couldn't reproduce the same song over and over. Every time you hear it, it would be different. You know, you're not talking about the greats like an Oscar Peterson, who literally was a person that understood music, the theory, the application of being able to play that instrument without an influence. So you have greats and you have great greats, you know? So when we start talking about the attitude and what artists do, remember, you're going to see crash and burn every day in this industry. Don't become that. Not if you're going to sustain yourself in this industry. You know, I've seen a lot of great musicians start off, I need a drink, I need to get high. And I saw their life waste away because they didn't realize they created a monkey behind trying to be in the industry.
A monkey or a monster?
A monkey.
Okay.
See, when you say monster, they don't understand. A monkey is considered, you know, hey, in the zoo. Oh, you know, a little pet you can take home, but you got to feed it. You got to change its diaper because it's going to, pardon the expression, shit everywhere it goes. And that monkey gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then that monkey starts whooping your butt. That's what drugs does. You create that monkey and he gets old and he grows up and he becomes the one that controls the individual. That's all they want to do is feed that monkey, feed that monkey, feed that monkey. They lose their way because they thought courage and attitude was going to help them coming from that. Wrong. God is the only thing that can help you through. You pray before what you do, and then you give your heart in doing it. The drugs, the alcohol, and all of that? No. Because guess what? What you might do under that influence is not what you can do when you're not under that influence.
That's the key.
That monkey, got to feed it. I got to have my booze because I got to get ready. Okay, you're feeding the monkey before you feed yourself, before you do for yourself. You created something that is taking out of your pocket for itself. Been to a lot of funerals, man. Great folks, great musicians, but they had that monkey. That monkey took them down. I don't want to see that happen to the young folks. When John says something like that in a studio, no, I mean, they can't come to mine and do that. Call me what you want to call me. Got some rules. Do what you're going to do before you get here. You're not allowed to do it while you're around me. You know, hey, walk it, talk it, be about it.
That's right, be about it, man, because right now, Raw Dog and Dr. AT is about to be about it. So definitely, guys, if you want to get your music into the mix, you have to go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. Someone told me that they were going to send me, they're going to send me their press kit. I didn't ask for that. I want to hear your music first. Send your music to www.hiphopnational.com. Just wanted to let you guys know that. All right.
Hey, you know what? We didn't talk about, the contest and the bronze award that they can win for their music. But, hey, we'll talk about that on another show. You ready for Dr. AT?
Yes, sir.
All right, we kicking it. God bless. Love you all.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In The Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
Next on deck, one more round.
Just one more round. Let's go. MRP.
Look good, feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. All your pain away, dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days, feeling so right, at an all-time best, looking so nice in your brand new dress, I wanna have a good night with all my friends, can we make it last forever, and don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics, cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this, I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow, got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow, and pour shots till they get the last drop, then the party don't stop till they calling the cops, yeah, stress-free living, but now that we livin', got the bottles on ice, we VIP chillin'. But yeah, and tonight is the night, but tell me how you feelin', just one more, feel it. All these people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober, let me get one more round. What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous, till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swagging.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame. With the real big rims, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on. Get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on,
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm still tipping, paint dripping, screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. Your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging, ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it, don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swagging, grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swagging,
can't drip, dripping in the lane.
I'm swagging,
rims still spinning like woe. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plate, and I represent the O.
I'm swagging, get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
Started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. Shining clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swing,
get your swing on. Get your swing on,
I'm swag.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swag.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swag.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swag.
Get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She's so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Bruce, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach body, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girl's out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
In their heartaches, in their life. go down to the grave. Life from God already scheduled.
Cause I dream this thing every day. It's just me against everything every day. It's just me against everything.
I am a dreamer, not say. I'm dreaming till the man is gone. It's like just like a breath that fades upon the hours of days. I'm a dreamer.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rock scissors paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. For your home, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it, like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back things from the devil, that's what he owed me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe 'cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me, and that's
champion. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead and get a little praise. Pay your attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
My cousin Alpha and Omega, the creator. The final way maker on top and ungrateful.
Right.
So to Satan, there's a lion full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor.
See,
God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the Lord. He did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Woo! Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel. Come on.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. A million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few unit chip pack number gold. I wonder if they killed Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Wrong talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done